the Kedusha of Shabbos. After the Histalkos of the Mittler Rebbe, the great Chassid Rabbi Isaac Humler was at a crossroads in his search for a new Rebbe. One Erev Shabbos, when he went to visit the Tzaddik Rabbi Yisrael of Ruzhin, Der Heilige Ruzhiner, he found him sitting and smoking his pipe, as was his custom. Suddenly, a moment before Shabbos came in, the Ruzhiner threw down the pipe. At that same moment, his appearance changed so much that Rabbi Isaac later said, "Had I not been there the entire time, I would have thought he was someone else. I saw that he ascended above while I remained below." Chazal say that a Yid's face is more radiant on Shabbos than it is during the rest of the week. Furthermore, even a Yid who is completely devoid of Torah is afraid to tell a lie on Shabbos. The Mittler Rebbe writes in a Maimer, "A famous doctor testified that there is an actual change in the pulse of a Yid's hand on Shabbos. This is due to the great pleasure which the neshama enjoys at that time, like the positive change felt in the pulse when a person receives good news." The Baal Shem Tov's tailor related that although the Baal Shem Tov's Shabbos clothes were significantly longer than his weekday clothing, on Shabbos this was not recognizable, for they would fit him properly. The Tzaddik Reb Chaim of Chertovich, known as the Be'er Mayim Chaim, was a head taller on Shabbos than he was during the week. His place in Shul was at the Mizrach near the Aron Kodesh, which was built with wings extending on either side. During the week he would stand under one of the wings, but on Shabbos he could not fit under it and had to stand nearby. The Melamed was frustrated. He was trying to teach his Talmud the Gemara about a person who forgot which day was Shabbos, and the child had difficulty understanding what he was talking about. So the Melamed explained, "Perhaps that person was traveling through a desert and forgot on which day he had left." The boy was still not convinced, but how could a person forget? The Melamed challenged him, "In such a situation, how does one not forget which day is Shabbos?" The boy, who was to grow up to be the celebrated Tzaddik, Rabbi Yisrael of Ruzhin, replied, "On Shabbos, the sky looks completely different. You just have to look up at the sky and you will see when Shabbos comes in." Once, when Der Heilige Ruzhiner was a child, he was playing in the yard on Erev Shabbos before Mincha. His brother said, "Shabbos is coming," but he responded, "Not yet." To his brother's question, "How do you know?" he answered, "On Shabbos, the sky is renewed, but I can still see the weekday sky." Chazal established that on Shabbos it is forbidden to arrange or discuss mundane activities planned for the following week. One should also avoid mundane talk in general, so that Shabbos will be different than the weekdays. The Friedrich Rebbe explains this with a mashal. When one has an ordinary guest over, he may speak in front of him informally. But when the guest is a great king or a wise scholar, the host is hesitant to speak up in his presence. So too, since on Shabbos there is an exceptional revelation of Elikos, it is appropriate to speak differently in its presence. One Shabbos, while taking a walk, a certain righteous Yid noticed that the fence protecting his property had been broken. At that moment, he resolved to make the necessary repairs to secure his field boundary. A moment later, realizing that he had planned mundane activities on Shabbos, he decided that he would never fix that breach. He would leave his field open, unprotected. And in the schus of his exceptional righteousness, Hashem caused a big fruit tree to grow in that exact place, closing up the opening and providing him and his family with abundant parnasa. Chassidus explains that on Shabbos the life force of the world is loftier, since it comes from the thought of Hashem rather than from his speech. The Rebbe adds that on Shabbos it is easier to feel that the world is created by Hashem. The Alter Rebbe writes that through the Kedusha of Shabbos, the following week becomes holy. This is accomplished by guarding the Shabbos in one's thoughts, words, and actions.